Good morning, Matt. How are you doing?
It's been a funny old 12 to 18 months, hasn't it? And still continues on with this COVID stuff.
Yeah, look, it's been a saga, to say the least. I feel like, you know, if you've watched Star Wars, you know, I feel like we're in The Empire Strikes Back now. You know, always that middle movie of the three trilogy movies is always a little darker. So I'm hoping for some better days, mate. I really am.
Well, that's all we can do, Tom, is be positive. Look on the bright side. It really has posed a lot of problems with our entertainment industry. Hopefully getting back to normal. I know things looking okay at the moment here in Tasmania. And what have you been doing since we last spoke?
Yeah, well, look, since we last spoke, we've been able to do some touring. I mean, it's been very frustrating in the last sort of month. We've had to postpone 8 shows, you know, just sort of the uncertainty. But we have got out and done some sort of gigs. We're getting ready for this, and predominantly just getting ready for this album release, mate, The Kids on Cassette. Yeah, we're really excited about that. It feels a bit weird to be sort of putting an album out in this sort of time. It doesn't feel like our normal album release, you know, but I think the songs will stand up because I'm exceptionally proud of this record. I think it's some of our best stuff yet.
5 albums already, that's just nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
Love the title too, Kids on Cassette, because we've all grown up as kids and listened to our music on cassette, haven't we?
Yeah, well, that's kind of where it comes from. It's part of it's that, and also, you know, like when we started, like a lot of people going on about vinyl, but you see, when we started sort of listening to music, we were a little bit young for vinyl, so it was a lot of cassettes, you know, and like our first cars, I remember the first car we had enough money to buy was a Datsun 180B. The 120Y, then we got the 180B, and that had cassette players in it, you know. And then from there, we were able to buy our first ute, you know, and that had a cassette player in it as well. So that's how we listened to a lot of our music. You know, bit of a tip of the hat to that sort of simple, fun time in our lives when life was, as the song says, when life was a Walkman and we were just kids on cassette.
You know? Nicely done. Now, you've teamed up with some good mates, including Locash. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Yeah, really fun. So we first met the American duo Locash about 5 years ago when we were touring in the States, and we were playing the county fair circuit with them, and we were playing, you know, Sideshow Alley next to the corn dog stand, you know, to 10 people, and then we'd go inside to the main festival area and there'd be 10,000 people watching Locash, you know. So really nice guys. Really thought they brought a lot to the song, starting something. Also on the new album, we've got a duet on there with Amy Shepherd from Shepherd, which we're really excited about. And do you remember Southern Sun?
Oh, I certainly do. Jack Jones.
We're gonna do it on there with Jack Jones. So there's a lot of variety on this one. It's different to anything we've done before. But I'm really, really excited about it.
That's what you want to make an album full of variety, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think that's been a big part of us is not trying to do the same thing over and over again. We wanted to keep pushing it and growing it and find new areas and new sounds, etc. You know, so that's definitely I think that's definitely coming out in this album.
I remember a few years ago when I spoke with Neil Finn from Split Ends and Crowded House Fame, and he did say that as you progress through your musical career, you want to make albums different as you go along. So you don't really want the first album to sound like album number 4 or 5, and I think that's a fair assumption.
It is a fair assumption, and I mean, my favourite type of music is music from bands that have sort of done that. You know, like a classic example is the Beatles. You know, you listen to their early stuff and it's kind of very sort of straight down the line 60s pop, and by the, you know, the last Abbey Road, Let It Be, you know, you're into some of the greatest songs ever written, some of the most out there recorded stuff ever written. I think also for us, you know, artistically, we really want to push ourselves and find new things and new sounds, and yeah, we like to grow, I guess.
Yeah,
that makes sense, you know?
And part of that growth, you've worked at several gigs with your good mates Lee Kernaghan. I also work with a lot of people in Australian country music, but it's a good chance to catch up with, as you mentioned, Locash, that need no introductions in America particularly, golden guitars to their name as well. Pick something up just by working and rubbing shoulders, social distancing apart, of course, with someone like Locash.
Yeah, you do. And I mean, they're an incredible duo and very similar story to us, you know, 2 guys really hard working. You learn a lot from those guys, and it's what we're very grateful for, the opportunity of working with them is just how much the song's getting out in the States. a new audience is discovering our music, and we're very thankful for them, and as they are with us, you know, like, they just love the fact that they've got a song over here that's going well on country radio, and you know, they're blowing, that blows their minds. They're like, you know, when we started this thing, we just wanted to get songs on American radio, now we're doing international duets. It blows their minds. So it's a really great mashup.
Plant the seed and watch it grow. Look, I wish you all the very best with your fifth release. I still can't believe that five albums already. A lot of bands haven't got to three or two albums in their career, and you've now just chiseled out a lazy fifth album, Kids on Cassette. I love the title too, and I love the song Starting Something. And Tom, we might play that song. So I wish you all the very best with the sales to that album. I'm sure a lot of locals here in Tasmania will certainly get behind. Just before we do let you go, Tom, any chance of any tours around the northwest or even in Tasmania in the not too distant future?
Yeah, working on some shows. We're going to just wait till it's a little bit more spring summer weather. Just announced one on the east coast actually, September at Springvale Winery, but we're looking at adding a northwest show or two in the next couple of weeks.
So, just watch this space, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can't wait to get back up there and play. We love it.
Wait till the clouds clear, as it were, Tom.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that.
Always fun catching up with you. Keep up the great work. Tom Wolfe from the Wolfe Brothers. We might listen to Starting Something now. Why not? Thanks for your time this morning, as always.
Thanks so much. Cheers.